Our other excitement today is Lauren Scott was received under care as a candidate for ministry yesterday, daughter of this church, reared by you, celebrating her gifts and her calling to ministry. She is the daughter of Leslie Scott Reeves, Cliff Reeves, Abby Reeves, you know, Abby Scott, Laura and Larry Rogers. You know this family. You've seen her grow up here. You've nurtured her toward this. So we are celebrating her sense of call and what she's about at this time. She is a second-year student at Columbia Theological Seminary in Decatur, Georgia. And most of us went through and got one degree, and eked out that degree. She is doing a dual degree program, not only a Master's of Divinity to ordination of ministry, but also a Master of Arts in Practical Theology with an emphasis in Christian education. Nice. She plans on graduating in May of 2022. She is now an intern at Central Presbyterian Church in downtown Atlanta, inner city ministry right across from the Capitol building. She's just a stellar student at Columbia, and the people there love what she has brought to the seminary, and we can't wait to see what God is going to do with you next, Lauren. So thank you for coming and preaching and sharing with us today. We love you. We are proud of you.
Good morning. Today's Unison reading will be found in the Old Testament on page 529. It's Psalm 67. The psalm both opens and closes, requesting God's blessing upon the community. The middle verses invoked the people's praise of God in response for God's just and providential works. The appeal for God's blessings and guidance correspond to our second reading in John's Gospel, in which Jesus appeals to us to live in love and draw strength from the Holy Spirit to promote peace. Please read with me. Psalm 67, verse 1 through 7. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the people praise you, God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
First, I must say, it is truly a joy to worship and to be with you all again. As Hugh mentioned, I grew up in this congregation, so it's truly a joy to be back home. Our gospel reading today comes from the book of John. This book identifies Jesus' use of familial language as he described his relationship with God. This book also draws readers' attentions to the presence of the Holy Spirit. And in this particular text, the author soulfully tells of one of Jesus' last moments here on earth, his goodbye to his disciples. Right after Judas, not Judas Iscariot, just to be clear, asks Jesus the question, Lord, why are you about to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Is where our text today begins. John 14, verses 23 through 29. Listen now for the word of the Lord. Jesus answered him, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it is the word from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and will remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not
let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid.
You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now, I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Words. They are all around us. Words fill the air, our papers, our screens, and if you're like me, many of them will fill your head at what seems like the exact time at any moment. Words. In worship today, we have heard words, spoken words, sung words, and it is my hope, believe some of the words in this space. If I have learned anything from seminary thus far, it is that words help us be in relationship with the world around us. And these relationships cross time and space. Those who love me will keep my word, Jesus tells us in our scripture today. And as I reflected on these words from the book of John, I then began to reflect on the words that we choose to use. A few years ago, I had the incredible opportunity of attending the Association of Presbyterian Church Educators annual event. Lots of words, I know. At this conference, I participated in a workshop led by an incredible PCUSA Christian educator, Reverend Dr. Roger Nishioka. This workshop focused on the language we use in our day-to-day lives, as well as the language we use within the church. How the words that we say can be helpful, but yes, sometimes our words can be hurtful. I'm going to take a wild guess and assume many of you are familiar with the children's saying that goes a little something like this. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. This saying, familiar to many, holds a new meaning to me after Roger discovered a new spin on that children's saying and shared it with us in his workshop that day. He said, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can also hurt me. Sticks and stones break only skin, while words are ghosts that haunt me." Words. In a world full of words that promote destruction and violence and hatred and isms that cause division, in a society full of words that create anxiety and say to each of us, you are not good enough. These words that we hear and see all around us fill our hearts and our minds, and they have a lasting impact in our memories. The poem Roger shared with us continues. Pain from words has left its scar on mind and heart that's tender. Cuts and bruises now have healed. It's words that I remember. And it got me thinking. Are the words that we share with one another words of love? Are they words of care? Are they words of peace? As people of faith, do the words that we say to one another reflect those of the divine? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. The divine tells us, reminds us, inspires us to trust, and then encourages us to share this peace with the people around us. Reverend Dr. Caroline Lewis reflects on our scripture text today. She beautifully writes, this is Jesus at his most pastoral. This is Jesus as pastor, friend, mentor, teacher, lover, and speaking to every emotion that accompanies such relationships. Friends, Jesus is often described as one that is not only saying words of peace, but he is also described as the one who lived out peace. Grammatically, peace may be a noun, but the Trinity calls us to live peace out as a verb. This peace that is talked about in our text today is meant to be lived and embodied and put into action. Reverend Dr. Anna Carter Florence is one of my preaching professors at Columbia Theological Seminary in Decatur, and she has become a great mentor to me. Last year in our preaching class, she brilliantly taught a lesson that captured my mind and my soul. This lesson was all about verbs. Verbs, I thought. What weird words. This particular type of word gives us detail into what is going on within a text. And they also provide underlying messages, giving further insight into what is really going on in a text. In this text, peace, although it is a noun itself, is surrounded by verbs, which give us a better understanding of its purpose and of our call. What are the verbs surrounding your ideas of peace today? Do we withhold peace, ignore peace, turn on the news and forget what this word peace even means at all? What verbs describe how we live out and embody this word peace? Do we share peace, hear peace, remind others of God's peace, keep peace, teach peace, send out in peace? The verbs that are scattered throughout this text in the book of John encourage us to live lives of peace by being mindful of the peace that comes from the divine, and then to share that peace with one another. Peace does not flourish into its fullness until it is lived out, until it is partnered with verbs that remind us of our calling and remind us of the promise from the divine. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, Jesus said to the disciples, and he still says to us today. In this verse, the verb changes. Did you notice it? This peace that comes from the Trinity is not just left, but Jesus clarifies, it is given. Peace, my friends, is not some leftover, but it is indeed a gift from God. Furthermore, Jesus exclaims, my peace, this peace, it's personal, and it is a gift full of purpose and intention. Peace, it's an impactful word, full of connotations and implications and associations. This peace that comes from God, this peace is what we are called to put into action. This peace is something that the Holy Spirit reminds us and encourages us to remind one another. Has no limits. Every time we gather in worship, we acknowledge and proclaim this peace through the words shared at the table and at the font and in the pews. We then leave this place knowing that this peace that comes from the divine is not bound within the walls of this church. This peace we are called to hear, say, read, sing, teach, share, and remember, extends to all, and it extends to our everyday lives. This peace that Jesus talks about, lives out, and calls us to share is full, and it is abundant. Being mindful of how the words are in relationship with one another, in this text provides insight into how we should be in relationship with one another. It gives insight about the lives we live, the lives we are called to live. And throughout our lives, may we remember these beautiful words from the divine. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. May we be mindful to share words of peace with one another extending God's peace to this world that we live in. And may we live lives of peace, remembering our individual and communal call to put peace into action. Amen. Faith family, I ask you, how is God calling you to live a life of peace? As we all discern that call, may the God of peace be with you, the Christ who embodied peace lead you, and the Holy Spirit who continuously reminds us of that peace go with you this day and every day. Amen.